Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing. And it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from The Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at The Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. If you notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. That's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now, here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke.
All right. Joining us now, our friend Gene Valentino, host of the Grassroots Truthcast. Gene Valentino, welcome back to State of the Nation. What is on the menu today, sir?
Well, I thought I'd do a little smorgasbord and step into TNT about an hour ago, just before Roger Stone. And I want to tell you and your producers what a lineup that you guys have had today. Roger Stone starting the conversation. I've got a book. In fact, I'm reading one of his books right here now. The Man Who Killed Kennedy by Stone. The Case Against LBJ. What a provocative story. There's a few other. He has a few other books worth reading, but I just want. Then you move into a thing that you and we have talked about in previous episodes. The benevolence of the United States of America. And here you are with a Brad Johnson doing his best to help the afflicted, the impoverished in Haiti survive. And then I'm listening to Corey Mills's office, Congressman Corey Mills. I was in touch with he's a congressman from Florida. I have many retired friends that stay active in special operations. They don't want their identity revealed or disclosed. And I was told, Brad Johnson, if you're still listening, that we may have access to 28 aircraft, which includes Seahawks and Blackhawks. That could become available to your good benevolence and your good mission work, not to mention the rescue and extraction of those in political or physical strife and for the wellness of their own being to get the hell out of there. You guys have touched every issue that I'm so impressed with in your conversation and your ability to stay on top of all of it. The real concern to me is our benevolence, which we talked about in the last episode, gentlemen, can only go so far, right? I mean, how much can we do? Here you have a not-for-profit group like Brad Johnson stepping up to take care of those in need. And we should. I don't have a problem doing it. We did it before World War II. We did it during the Berlin Airlift and the Marshall Plan, and then helped create NATO for the sole purpose of being benevolent and helping lift up those nations of the world underprivileged that want to follow our democratic way. The problem today is with the budget and the greed sitting with some corrupt politicians within our own governance, within our own system. Those dollars cannot be accounted for. We track and wonder what's being spent in Ukraine, not whether Ukraine should be a governing entity of their own. But I pose the question. You've got a Mexican border and a Mexican president who's now trying to hold Joe Biden hostage. Give me $20 billion and I'll talk to you. Do you think Donald Trump would have ever tolerated that talk? So I pose the question to you. My friends think I'm crazy. Why not make Mexico the 51st state of the nation? Make Haiti the 52nd, and so forth. Now, here's my thinking. Instead of them bombarding our border to come over here to enjoy what we have, why not they stay right where they are and let us bring economic development opportunities there, plants there, more production there? We did Hawaii and Alaska back in the 50s. During just around the Eisenhower administration, it was in this case an economic opportunity. China's doing it, but they're doing it with an oppressive regime change attitude. Why not do a deal with them and let them become our 51st, 52nd, 53rd state? Oh, by the way, they stay right where they are. They enjoy the benefits that they're rushing here to knock down walls to enjoy. They pay their taxes. They pay their taxes. Instead of being takers, they're contributors like you and me. And they become the culture, the genesis of a culture that's changing in the United States now spreads into other states of the United States, not just the 50 states we have. And you want to earn the right to become a state in the United States, the Union of the United States of America, then you follow the checklist. You pay your price by paying your taxes. You contribute. You become productive. You become wage earners and you enjoy those benefits. And oh, by the way, I heard what Timothy was saying, or what you were saying, Hesh. I might want to own some of that waterfront land myself. And why shouldn't I? They're a 51st state of the nation. It's not restricted to just the state of Mexico. It would be to anyone else. Just like they're coming to Florida now. Just like they're coming to Texas to enjoy the riches we have and the rules we have and the governances of our states. Very interesting idea. I hope it's considered in the future.
It is an interesting idea, Gene. As my erstwhile father-in-law, may he rest in peace, once told me, no flag in the world screams empire more than the American flag with its 50 stars. We can always add to it, he said. So why not add a couple more stars or five or six or whatever it turns out to be? You wouldn't be putting any more burden on FBI because they already don't follow up on cartel crime, right? So it's not like they'd be putting in any extra hours. I think Puerto Rico would have something to say about that. I think they called dibs a while ago, but it is an interesting concept for sure.
It is a republic that we I should say Puerto Rico is like a republic that has the ability to engage with us through treaties. But they don't enjoy the privilege of full statehood, but they do have some representation in Congress. I think it's disparate and inconsistent with a lot of other regulation we have in this nation. I suggest Puerto Rico become a state. And we have business relationships there now, but they can pay their taxes like we are. And they can also be a beneficiary of the healthcare system. In fact, it gives us a leverage to expand our healthcare system in a more coordinated way. And by the way, with more actors and players in the game, we don't have to rely on China, whether it's fentanyl or any of the other drugs we desperately need in our medical system. I'm picking on the medical system at this second, but I can give me a few. We'll get these other nations to help us back reinstate agriculture and all the other industries that we've given up on. And poor farmers in the States have felt the need to sell their land off only to realize after the fact they've sold it to China right next to a military base. That's the kind of stuff we can take back and protect this nation and the beautiful sovereignty that Europe once envied after World War II.
Wow, Gene, I like the idea. I still think we're going to have to do see some sort of reckoning. Shout out to Timothy Shea. Some sort of drainage of the state, the UN state of the United States of America, because I'm afraid we'll just see more Clinton Foundation style stuff happen if we were to go through with your plan. But if we could get these agencies and these politicians and some of the, maybe we could move Silicon Valley to Haiti. Maybe we could move we could move the FBI headquarters to Puerto Rico. We could even this out. I think you're onto something here, Gene, but we got a lot of work before we can get there. Gene, we're almost out of time. Take us out. Make sure people know where to find you.
Thank you, guys. www.genevalentino.com or www.grassrootstruthcast. Please subscribe. You'll see all our TNT episodes there as well. And it's wonderful to see that you guys are protecting America and keeping the word out as you broadcast worldwide. I think the world needs to see everything else, not just what they're hearing in the myopic media around them. And TNT, TNT is that answer.
That's right. Well said, Gene. Thank you for your insights. We always appreciate having you here. And we'll look forward to your next appearance here at State of the Nation on today's News Talk TNT.
I remember the first meeting that I had with our chief medical team. And I said to them, I said, life comes down, you're going to be judged by the choices that you make. And when the choice to start this company came up, it was a no-brainer, because we all need to fight for what we believe in, and we need to strive for something.
I'm Dr. Heather Gessling. I'm a family medicine physician. I am the chief operating officer for the medical team at the wellness company. We strive to base all of our decisions on science, and the lack of unbiased science in the last 2 years is one of the catalysts that has brought about the wellness company.
My role in the wellness company is going to be largely one of education and re-education of our physician corps, who are going to be administering medicine to large numbers of people, we hope, under our guidance. Okay, we are not going to be telling them how to practice, but we are going to be telling them how to approach the patient in a different way. And that way involves returning to the first principles of medicine, which are the basic sciences.
Myself and the wellness company rely on data, scientific data, to drive critical decisions. But importantly, we must consider all available sources of data. Everything's on the table. Nutrition is basically what we put in our bodies, and you can imagine what we put in our bodies really matters. And nutrition science is going to play a giant role in the data-driven decisions and treatment plans that we devise at the Wellness Company.
So I'm Dr. Jen Vandewater. I'm a doctor of pharmacy. I graduated pharmacy college in 2006. I worked mostly for retail pharmacies, and through the years I noticed that it became very robotic. The pharmacy industry was no longer about patient care, and it became more fill prescriptions, give shots, anything you could do just to keep busy. There was no time for patient interaction and patient well-being. But while I was there, I was still seeing that people were on lots and lots and lots of medications. So as I was watching doctors prescribe more and more, I thought, well, how can I assist and help the patient? Realize they may be on too many medications.
Current medical practice is so completely off the rails that it almost has to be destroyed and rebuilt from the ground up. because we have allowed ourselves to be taken over by pharma for the most part. Most doctors just prescribe, they treat numbers as opposed to patients. They don't reverse disease, they maintain chronic disease. This is all wrong. Our approach is wrong. Our approach to these diseases is wrong. It is all based on giving a pill to treat a number. That is what modern medicine has become. We are not treating patients, we are treating numbers.
It's always been said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can prevent an illness, we can prevent suffering, potentially hospitalization, progression of disease, and death. So prevention is absolutely critical.
I see creating an integrated healthcare system that focuses on prevention versus being reactive. I see a company that's going to continue to have amazing products and put third-party products in our store and in our platform that are vetted by some of the best physicians in the world.
What makes the Wellness Company's approach unique is that we're coming at different angles. We're not just coming into one area of health, we're coming into education. We're coming into training even providers on what health actually looks like. We've been kind of confused and misguided through the years, so the Wellness Company is hitting it in a way that nobody else has hit it before.
We have to go back to treating patients and getting them healthy again and maintaining that state of good health.
I truly am inspired to leave the world a better place than I came in. I want to create that change. I want to help people.
Grow in what you know about your health. Your health is yours. You own your body. We want to just guide you in that so you can make the right decisions for your health. And I'm excited to tell you that we're here and we're bringing you the best.